Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We're live at Flowery Branch, guys. Thanks to Charlie Warner for stopping by. Go Dawgs. As he was talking about his role on this offense, Falcons turn the page and they're getting ready for the Dolphins. You're going to hear from Raheem Morris coming up in less than 7 minutes. Stay right there as he talks about an update on our quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., Ray McCloud, and much more. If you're just joining us, the injury report has Michael Penix as limited today. Again, you'll hear Ra's comments, but Mike, we asked Wes Durham if he was concerned. He said, obviously, you got to be a little bit concerned. What we do not know right now, we don't want to jump the gun, is if he is limited in practice all week and they make the decision that he doesn't play, guys, that means Kirk Cousins will start on Sunday.
Right. It's a limited parentheses knee and parentheses. So, and again, immediately folks know the injury history from his time in Indiana in college. So, yeah, a lot of folks a little freaked out already. Josh Kendall says Michael Penix Jr. expects to play Sunday. Quote, that's the plan. Heck yeah.
Yes.
So, and as Ross said, he still feels really good about him. He's the ultimate tough guy. But, you know, as he said, he's also not going to put him in danger, harm's way. It was a physical game. Pads were popping. We already talked about that with Charlie Warner. Darnell Mooney limited. Penix with the knee. Algier with a hip and knee. So remember we talked about only four touches for Tyler Algier?
Oh.
He shows up as limited today. Jake Matthews still nursing that ankle injury. Zach Harrison with a knee. Divine Diablo. Now, coach told us he is week to week, day to day. Did tell the media he's hoping it's not going to be IR, but some folks feel he might be trending IR. Billy Bowman still dealing with a hamstring and did not participate again. Jalen Walker, that groin injury.
Won't go away.
Which has been nagging him all the way going back to camp.
It's what kept him out. And we said this. This is why resting him at camp was the right decision. But once he played... Now you can't run away from that. And if it's being re-aggravated week in and week out, Mike, he may be week to week depending on how this goes. Lots of injuries around the NFL. Not only Penix limited today. Baker Mayfield was officially limited today at practice for the Bucs. They lost Mike Evans. He's on IR at least until December.
Right.
And then you look around the league, and Bryce Young did not practice today due to an ankle injury.
Jaden Daniels.
Out. He's not going to play against the Chiefs. This is that time of year, guys, and we've said it. You know, once the season starts, you're never really officially healthy again, but you're seeing the play of certain guys being affected by these injuries, and this is something we don't want to happen to us, Mike. We don't want that injury bug to kill us. We thought it was going to hurt us to start the season with the O-line.
Right.
We've been able to be 500. This, guys, yes, it could be better, but to be 500 under the circumstances of losing your starting right tackle, your best run blocker, and we're still in the position we're in, okay, Now we got to make some hay here. This is where, Mike, we've got to build on it going up against these Dolphins.
Right. You know, and we were just talking with Charlie Warner off the air because he was making small talk as he was leaving. And we're in a commercial break, you know, about the games of Germany and the fact you come back and got to play.
It's tough.
There's no bye week. You know, we chose the early bye week, so that just continues to grind. And as we mentioned earlier, the Colts, that's a scarier game than we ever thought it was going to be. You know, we thought maybe, you know, Anthony Richardson would just get benched by the time we played him. Daniel Jones would be taking over. And, of course, the Patriots, you know that Vrabel will try to replicate the physicality San Francisco brought and the game plan San Francisco brought. So, but first things first, a Dolphins team which, look, as you said to Wes, and Wes kind of brushed it off, but that's a bad Dolphins team.
Terrible.
It's just a bad, disorganized Dolphins team with a coach who's about to get fired. You cannot lose this game. And I would say this, you know, controversy or no controversy, smoke, no smoke, for those that were worried, I was worried about how this Cousins thing was going to happen. They've had no controversy with Kirk Cousins. He's been a solid piece and a team player, despite what was said during Super Bowl week about the injury, non-injury. If you got to go with a healthy Kirk Cousins, and Kirk is 100%, we got the best backup in the freaking league. We if do. It has to go, if it has to happen.
No, and look, he's just not here for show. All right, this is not a dog show where you just roll him out. And, hey, look how good he looks. If he needs to play, he's got to play. I have no issues with that. And by the way, I actually think that, Mike, under the circumstances for a guy at times that hasn't thrown the ball as well as we've wanted him to, if you're going to roll him out there injured, potentially, and I'm talking about Michael Penix, that doesn't help Michael Penix.
No.
So not only does it not help the team, I think it doesn't help Penix. Those decisions have not been made. Again, we'll see down the road here, but I'm with you. Like, if it's Cousins, I'm not tripping one bit. Let's go win the game. And then, hey, when Mike gets healthy again, if it's next week, so be it.
Look, and I get it. People don't want to hear this, but I said to Carl during the commercial break, I said, does he need a mental health break? You know, a bad game against Carolina. Road games have been tough. You know, the man-to-man thing we talked about, struggling with defenses. Although you'll hear Coach Raheem Morris say, look, he's faced man-to-man, and he's been able to beat it.
He has.
So it's not like that's it's a one note about Michael Penix Jr. On his development, he says, I plan on playing for a while. I feel comfortable when I'm out there. Are definitely some things on film that I see he needs to improve on, and I will. So we see it. He sees it. He knows what he's got to do.
No doubt. 404-726-0929. You guys can let us know how you feel. Again, there is no decision that's been made, so don't get all upset and, you know, I can't believe Dukes and Bell. We're just telling you this is what Coach said. We're going to evaluate. He's being honest. He's not telling you no, and he's not telling you yes, but they're going to evaluate where Mike is, and then we're going to see.
Right, and it's not a foot. It's not an ankle. It's a bone bruise, but it's somewhere higher than the shin, lower than the thigh. They listed it as a knee.
Wait, where's that at?
You know, I mean, right here.
Where's that at?
Here's your shin, here's your thigh, there's your knee.
All right.
And again, but that's why people, you know, folks out there going, here we go. We're not ready to, look, believe me, if Kirk Cousins starts Sunday, the show runs itself on Monday, whatever we do. But we want to see Michael Penix Jr. out there. We want to see him continue to develop. But it was always going to be a concern for some Falcon fans knowing the injury history and why he was available when we drafted him.
You want to know what Coach thinks about why we're having the lack of success in the red zone? Does he think that Bijan Robinson, like I do, deserves the ball more? Stay there. You're going to hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The game. We got right to it because we wanted to know the updated status of our quarterback, Michael Penix Jr.
It's a bone behind. I don't want to play doctor either, but
okay.
It's not what I've heard. I've heard ankle, I've heard shin, I've heard all kinds
okay.
of stuff. But it's a bone back. This causes some discomfort behind his knee.
Okay.
And we just got to get it. We got to get it calmed down.
Gotcha.
Well, you know how those bone bruises are. Right. Pain in the neck.
I know you don't want a quarterback controversy smoke, but you do have a guy, if worse comes to worse, that can step in.
You know, I wouldn't even call it a quarterback controversy. It's just a guy having to fill in and do his job.
Right.
Right? Kurt's here. He's been our backup. He's been in great spirits. He's been a great human. He's been everything that you asked him to be throughout the course of the spot. So if he has to play, he has a lot of people here that has a lot of confidence in him.
Coach, how do we get better and more consistent on the offensive front? It's something we've been talking about. We look really good one game, and Coach, we know it's the NFL. It's hard.
That's right.
We look not as good the next game, and we're just simply speaking offensively here. I want to get your thoughts on the consistency in the red zone and being more consistent down there to punch it in and get points. What are you telling your guys? What are you guys focusing on to get better there?
The previous 2 weeks is what I liked. You know, we were able to go down there. We were able to punch it in. We were able to run the football versus Washington. We were able to get touchdowns in the red zone. We really got that thing rolling coming off the bye. That was the constant emphasis of it. We were able to keep it up versus Buffalo. Went out to the West Coast, and we just flat out got out physical. You know, we don't want to sugarcoat those things. They were more physical that day. They won the upfront battle, and usually the team that wins the upfront battle wins the game. But I will say this. Every game you play is not going to be as pretty as you would like it. And as you know, when you play in this league long enough, you got to find ways to win those ugly games. At the end of the day, it was 13-10 in the fourth quarter. With us with the ball with a fourth and one with a chance to go win that thing. You punch that in, you go win. You correct as you go and keep it moving. Find ways to feel better and get healthier and go play football. That wasn't the case. We lost that game, and you got to acknowledge that they were more physical than us, and those are things you got to start with first. So whether you're talking about just the red zone or just up front in general, those are things you got to fix.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios. Because it is a copycat league, and if you're a defensive coach when you were working with the Rams, for instance, you see something other teams using, okay, we could do some of that. Seems like when defenses are in man-to-man, Michael is struggling sometimes getting the ball out or getting the ball on schedule. Fair, unfair?
You know, it's hard to say that, you know, because, like, you can look at the stats from the last game. They played more man, had success. You know, the week before they came out, played more zone, we had more success. You know, so all those things kind of, like, go based off the last emotional roller coaster that we jumped off of, right? But I got a lot of confidence in our guys playing against anything that we see and able to go play against, right? We won't play more teams that play more man in Tampa, and we had a lot of success versus those guys opening the season. And we got to go find that same success when we have it. We didn't have success last week as a team, and that stat would be blown out of proportion. But I like our guys. I like our matchups. I like Drake London. I like Mooney. I like Kyle Pitts. And we got to find ways to get the ball into their hands more right. to be able to go win those one-on-one matchups.
How do you beat a run blitz when they're doing what San Fran was doing?
You know, they were doing a nice job of being able to bring that thing downhill. But we got to be able to pick those things up, identify the targets, get to where we need to get to. let's get on our people, get bodies on bodies, and let Bijan, let Ty, let those guys go to work.
We told you a few weeks ago it was a thing. It still is. And I'm talking about Divine Diablo. What's the situation with Divine? We need him out there.
Yeah, week to week. Tough deal. You know, we still got to contemplate some things and be able to make some moves. But, you know, that's going to be a tough loss for us. He was playing excellent. He was playing great. He got hurt in the fifth play of the game. Was able to finish that first drive. He came out after the first drive and was not able to return. You never want to make excuses for losing anybody, but definitely going to be a tough loss with Divine.
What's the options, though, Coach? Because we were discussing here on the show, passing downs, he can run, so he was out there. I mean, he didn't come off the field for the most part. Options for us defensively, again, we're not asking for the game plan, but you got guys you feel comfortable with, third down situations, run down situations. How are we looking at that?
It's just like you mentioned, whenever you're replacing the guy that brings that much attention to everything that he does, whether it was pass, whether it was run, whether it was covering, playing, whatever it was, he was able to do, right? You gotta fill those roles by committee. And those are the things that you do through the course of the week. You try to find ways to do it, right? JD had to step into the game plan because that was his spot. That was the backup role. He went right out there. And he was able to handle the stuff. Very proud of what he was able to do. Got a lot of confidence in our pick from last year. So he'll have a part of that role. But there will also be other people that are involved in those things. And we'll plan us this week as we go. And we'll figure it out and get to the game and get ready to let that thing unleash.
Right. It's just Divine's just got that athleticism. He's almost like an oversized safety. So you got Helms. You got other weapons.
No question. But, you hate to sit here and tell everybody what you're going to do. But you guys know what it takes when you're trying to replace a guy like that. You gave him a nickname already on the radio.
It's just fun, rootable dude. Troy Anderson, ever going to get back on the field?
Troy is still out. None of this stuff has changed from his progress from the IR. Yes, he will be back. Not right now. He's dealing with it. He's a tough guy. I got a lot of respect for him. I can't wait for him to get back. He gives us a lot of the same qualities that we lost.
Right.
I can't wait to get him back.
You hold the 49ers to 20 points on the road. I think that's, generally that's a winnable game. Xavier Watts making big plays, especially in the second half. I mean, defense, there were some things that were there. I know Jeff Ulbrich owned the mistakes, but obviously, as you know, those things just can't happen in the NFL.
There's no doubt. You can't do those things. Those things can't happen. Jeff Ulbrich doesn't have to own the mistakes. It's a we thing, right? It's all of us, right? We all, as coaches, we all tend to take all the blame, all of it, all the time, just like I did after the game. I said it was my fault, right? And it all feel like that because it's our fault. It's our job. It's our job to get everybody right, to make sure we're doing all the things. So we'll do those things, and we'll correct them. But we are trying to play a lot of guys. We're getting those guys out there. So the onus falls on all of us. When the we happens, it's the players, it's the coaches, it's myself, it's everybody included. It has to be a joint thing that we have to get done. In order to get those things done, in order to find a way to get that win.
Coach, not specifically to that play, obviously the 10 men on the field, I heard you earlier this week, maybe even after the game Monday, discuss this. But how do those things happen? Is it just, and I'm maybe over-exaggerating here, get your helmet, you got to get in there. Like, guys not familiar with being in there, this formation or what you want to do defensively changes. How does that even take place just for the normal fan to say, wait a minute, don't they know what they're doing?
Yeah, just like you talk about, right? We got a bunch of different personnel groupings, right? It's a bunch of different personnel groupings. You call a personnel grouping, you got to run out there, you got to be ready to go, and it's your turn up, right? If there's any confusion from a communication standpoint, that's when you run into the problem. We ran into the problem. We thought it was another grouping. We wasn't in that grouping. That person wasn't out there. You look out there, you see the line. The missing person's at a three technique. Shouldn't affect the third down and 15. But you still get off the grass with 10. You can't waste that timeout. And
that's how you felt. We weren't going to waste that timeout.
You can't. You need it, right? They had just scored. You got to find a way to go down there and try to find a way to win this game and give Michael two timeouts to win that game.
Right.
You can't waste it, and you got to get off a 3rd and 15.
I'm not going to get you to talk about the refs because that gets you in trouble. It'll get you in pocket.
Not going
to
do it.
But I will talk around it. If hypothetically somebody gets pulled in the end zone, is there a lot of communication where somebody will get from the booth down to you and go, "Hey man, we got to call a timeout, work the refs, try to get something to stop that."
I started this off by saying they were the more physical team,
so you're not going to don't even mess with it.
Yeah, like they out physical us, and you got to tell your team that. You got to tell your coaches that. You got to look yourself in the face, in the mirror, and say that. You got to tell your fans that. They were the more physical team that day, and they won. And I give them nothing but credit.
All right, Coach, my biggest issue, I thought B should have got the ball more. I know these games.
Me, you both.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know.
And a healthy dose of Algier, too.
You always want B to get the ball more.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Let's start. Let's go back to the beginning of this conversation. They were the more physical team. right? In order for B to get the ball more, we got to be more efficient in our run game. We got to find ways to have efficient runs so you can give it to him again and again and again. And that's what we've been doing the last couple of weeks to get wins in. We were not able to do that. We had to find different ways to get it to him. We got it to him in the screen game. We got it to him in the pass game. And he was able to have a more of an effect there than we're able to have in our normal upfront flow of being able to turn around and the easiest playing football, hand it off to Bijan Robinson and watch him do magic. And when those things don't happen, you get off kilter. And that's what happened to us. So then you got to try to find a way to win that football game. And you got to find a way to do it. And like I mentioned before, 13-10, we got to make those plays, win the football game, and let you come back and be critical of those moments.
Right. Fair enough. I hadn't heard you say that, which was, of course, I want him to get in the ball. Because was my big, like, what he had, 40 yards or whatever it was. And I was like, I just felt like.
I think
like
it was 15 carries.
Yes.
Right. And then, like, as you know, when you get efficient runs, that quickly becomes 25, 30 carries.
That's right.
And another 15 for Tyler. And we're playing our brand and our style of football that we've been playing when we won.
Yep.
And we did not get a chance to get into that. Now, that's not what was going to go according to plan. So how do you win the ugly football game?
Right. We got to take the little things. You coach both sides of the ball. Drake is an elite receiver. Does he have to be more crisper on that route? Does he have to sell it upfield before he makes that cut, and that's how they got the play?
Well, you sound like a great wideout coach.
No, I was a bad safety. I would trip guys, but was me.
Let's be honest. There's a lot of things that go into that play. The execution of it all, right? Drake's route, Mike's throw.
We're talking about the 4th-and-1.
Yeah. Our protection, all of those things, right? And Drake won on the route, so we can get it out there. But can we get a better route? There's no doubt about it. You know, he's one of the best players in the National Football League. I love him. And like, there's nothing that we won't be able to correct on those things. And those are correctable moments where you got to get that money down completion and you got to get it done. And we got a bunch of money down players, whether it's Bijan, whether it's Drake, whether it's Mooney, whether it's Kyle Pitts this year. And he's been showing that. He made a play earlier. Both of those two, him and nine, spectacular players all across the field. We got to make this place.
We got a few more things for you, Coach Ra, hanging out with us here inside the Ticketmaster Studios. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Falcons get ready for the Dolphins Sunday at home. We got to handle business. Coach, as far as the criticism, don't know how much you're hearing. Again, you guys are focused of your offensive coordinator because of the inconsistencies of the offense. Fair? Unfair? How do you view that? Or is it just, hey, let's keep it moving because – everybody seems to be talking about Zach Robinson and where we're lacking. And is it fair from where you sit? What do you think?
I don't know. Yeah, we don't play in that game. We don't play in that world, right? We just go out there and try to win football games. And right now we are 500, and we got to find a way to win the next game, right? The criticism is going to come to us. This is the roles we chose. These are the roles we're going to be in, right? Last week we had the first defense and the second offense, and you can be critical of even parts of the game that we need to get better in. But we'll be as critical on ourselves as we need to be, and we want to score more touchdowns in the red zone, right? We want to go out there and stop people from running football and put them in known pass situations. And that's got to be our identity, try to win football games. That's been our formula, and that's what we need to do more of.
As you, if you see things evolving as a coach on the sideline, do you give Zach autonomy? Or you lean as you know, this Pitts thing is working. Let's dial up some.
The what
Pitts
thing is working?
The Pitts thing, for instance.
Like, it's but everybody feels that way, right?
Right.
But that's where you get away from. Okay, I want to get the ball more to Bijan, and then now you get some more balls to Pitts, and he did get more balls this week.
Right.
We got a big play taken away from him, and a penalty on a holding. He actually got a couple more balls. He would have been over 100 yards with that ball, but that also takes away from Bijan.
Right.
So then you get the concurrent question from your buddy over here about giving the ball to Bijan.
Look, and I know we always
you got to find ways to win the game.
Yes. We use the Michael Jordan, but Michael Jordan analogy. Tito, step up. But no, Michael Jordan. You know, sometimes BJ would hit the shot or Paxton would hit the shot.
That's right.
You know. In some cases, that's why we said, just to be accurate, you know, when they're doing that zone blitz and all of a sudden those cutback lanes and when he makes those jump cuts aren't working, is Algier maybe the better weapon? Because he only had 4 touches.
I mean, what kind of question that? This guy just asked me to put Bijan in, boy, and now you're asking me to put Tyler in.
This is good. You guys
have me in a no-win situation. There is no matter what you say, you lose, Ra. Who's running this show? I mean, we got to get on the same page here.
You know where I'm at. I mean, listen, I just told you where I'm at.
And I wanted more Algier, so two different opages.
So we just said this, right? How do you get more Algier? Do you get more efficient runs on early down and distance, and then that opens up windows for B to get 20. That opens up the window for Algier to get 15.
Right.
That opens up the deal for you to have a nice, you know, 30-whatever rushing game. And for whatever amount of yards to get whatever you get done, and then you're mad at me about Drake not getting the ball or Kyle Pitts. So, like, you got to find ways to win the game, and you got to be able to go out there and get those things done. So, like, you can't worry about it. This is the reason I say stature for losers. Because of YouTube.
No, wait a minute. We didn't have anything to do with it. Coach,
it's YouTube.
We got to ask you about
you get the fans all fired up about who you want to get the ball, and you forget about
because we want the ball in our playmakers'
hands. And then you forget about the most important thing.
Wins. No, right? Wins. Look, you're right. If we won, I'd still complain, but I wouldn't be complaining as much.
I was just saying sledgehammer over
it's
scalpel.
The truth.
It's because you guys are the fantasy football world.
This is not true. No,
you
no,
are.
No, that is
you,
not
you
true.
Guys are with the young people now. You're the fantasy
oh
football
God.
World.
What, you we forgot on about TikTok your, every night? I
you,
mean, come
you
on.
You forgot about your roots.
Come on now.
Real quick, we got to ask you a couple more things. I know yeah. I know. David Bassett is asking you to go. You got meetings, and you got to get ready for the Dolphins. You know Mike McDaniel well.
Yes.
Right.
He's really good, coach, offensively. Mind just the way he works.
Yes.
But his team is 1-6. They're coming in here desperate to try to get back on track. I think it's a dangerous game simply because of where they are. But we can't worry about them. But I just wanted to get your thoughts on Mike as a head coach and then what you're seeing from the Dolphins.
Yeah, all these games are dangerous. You know, this is the National Football League. Everybody you go out against every single week has the ability to embarrass you. You know, like you were Sunday away from humble pie every single week. And, like, you know, Mike's a great football coach. Mike was here with us in 2016 and those runs and doing some of the different things then. He tried to get rid of him 15, too.
I did not.
Yes, you did. You did. He wasn't giving the ball to Julio enough. We forget about all these things.
Wait a minute. That's true.
We forget about all these things. Like, we got these great coaches. Whether it's Kyle Shanahan, who we wanted to run out of here as well, or Mike McDaniel.
Oh, so you remember that.
I remember everything that you guys said.
Hey, I wanted Matt LaFleur as the OC. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Now we wanted Matt LaFleur as the OC.
It was the first year.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I don't think people understood what was going on. All right.
You know what?
I just seen a thing today that I'm going to be a radio show host. So you guys watch out because I'm coming to replace you guys.
Man.
You I'm out of here.
Wait a minute.
Well, he's getting up.
We got one more.
You addressed the Ray McCloud situation.
Yes.
Just for our listeners, obviously perhaps not happy with his role. Did it cross a line where you felt it just was not tenable anymore to have him on the roster?
No. You know, like it's you got to go through the process of what's best for the football team every single week. And what's best for the football team was to put him down in the last couple of weeks we did. And then ultimately you got to make a decision and you got to find out what's best for us and you got to move forward. And you can't let it affect our team. You can't let it affect us winning. You can't let it affect us. And I wish him nothing but the best. He gave us a year last year that was special. It was the best year of his career. He gave us a lot of effort, gave us a lot of energy. And I wish him nothing but the best moving forward.
Do you have a players council on the team of leaders to talk about some of these things?
We got captains.
Okay.
You know, and then obviously we got the Charlie Warner law firm that can bring anything to me. So I got an open door policy with all my guys, you know, obviously, this is not a disciplinary thing. This is not one of those type of roles, but we got to find ways to win football games. We got to do the best for us.
Fair enough. Rob, thank you.
Right. Thank
good
you
luck. Good luck.
Dub, man.
Thank you guys.
All right. That's Raheem Morris, guys. And we are live at Flowery Branch. You heard it from the head football coach. We're going to come back. We got to talk about the Hawks because it's opening night down at the farm. Stay there and hear the comments of Brian Oliver from FanDuel as we get ready for the Hawks season.
Talking about avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
About this team, but we'll get that in for you. If you missed the interview, go online at odyssey.com, because he was saying some interesting things, Mike, about the rotation and the makeup of the team. I just think everybody's excited. I hope Hawks fans are excited. It's Raptors tonight, guys, as the season gets underway. But you were saying you think this is Trey's most talented roster around
him. And Brian Oliver agreed with us. I mean, and there'll be nights where Trey can facilitate, nights where Trey can dominate. Trey knows when to step on the gas. He's got the best supporting cast, the best defensive players, three-point shooting that will rival what you had back in 2021. When you think about going back to Bogey and Gallinari, remember, he was always streaky.
Right. That's right.
You know, so we had all those elements. Then you throw in a guy like Porzingis, who he's never had a player of that caliber. John Collins was not, you know, didn't have enough meat in the dumper to play as a rim protector. Not that that's Porzingis' game at this stage, but his jump shot was always inconsistent. On his best day, talking about, you know, what Trey used to play with John Collins. So, yeah, this is a talented team, and I think the X factor, and Brian agrees as well, Jalen Johnson, stay healthy. Knock wood, whatever this is. Jalen Johnson, give me a full season, baby.
Scotty Barnes, if you're wondering, is the guy that Toronto, he's their star. Last year he was really good, guys. I mean, when you talk about only guy in the league, the only player in the league last year to finish with more than 500 rebounds, 300 assists, 90 steals, and 60 blocks. Guy gave you 20 a night, 7 boards, and almost 6 assists. Scotty Barnes is a player. They also have, obviously, R.J. Barrett on that team, so it should be an entertaining game. But it's more about what the Hawks are and what they're going to become. And, Mike, the deal with us is... You know, I said this to you guys this morning. Does Trey need to average 28 and 15? I don't think he does.
I think there's nights where he has to. There'll be nights when, because we know that Dyson Daniels is a better defender than shooter, although his shooting is much better than we expected. And Reece Hoshea, you know, how much does he take that international experience this year with France? And he's more confident, because now it's time for Reece Hoshea to kind of be more consistently reliable, I think. I don't think that's too much of an ask. We talked about Jalen, but I just think Trey knows. I think he knew it. There were nights when he could trust his teammates. And nights, okay, I got to do a little bit more tonight.
Yeah,
and I don't have to worry about playing defense, because he doesn't anyway. And he's got guys that can step up in that area.
That's what stars do. We want you to hear Brian Oliver, again, analyst for FanDuel. He will be calling games this year and also on the pre-half and post. But he stopped by the show, and one of the things he said he was concerned about, or at least he's looking at, is how does this team look when Trey's off the floor? Listen to this.
Quinn wants to play up-tempo with pace. He wants to space you out. He does not want that ball to stick. I think that when you got Kristaps Porzingis, a guy that can shoot it from probably Stone Mountain with his range, you want to be able to spread them out, allow Trey to be able to kick. We've always talked about the Hawks and the fact that you want to get paint touches. And the paint touches are not always just points in the paint. You want to break the defense down, be able to get these uncontested threes. I think that what you'll see more of is that with the guys, Quinn is probably going to go deeper into his bench. One of the things that I'm concerned is how do the Hawks handle the non-Trey Young minutes?
Yes.
There are a lot of guys that they can float with at the backup point position. Interested to see how that is, to make sure that they don't have any drop-off, because you know that when Trey's out there and you're able to spread them out, he's going to be able to do an awful lot between hitting and get that floater. We're going to see more 20 assist games this year from Trey because he's got more guys that can knock down shots.
Something we said to start the conversation, Carl, just, you know, all the moves that this team made in the offseason, everyone said of all the players that were moved and acquired, the Hawks probably did a better job. Ansi Saleh did a better job than anybody else in the front office in the league.
I think he did, man. Look, you wrap up Dyson, reasonable deal. You make the trades. You didn't give away a lot. And more importantly, I think you robbed a couple of teams. More, and your team's strengths, the things you need to strengthen on your team for the Hawks got better. So we're better defensively. Guys, on paper, I know you guys, like, they got to show me. Nikhil and Dyson are two of the best defensive wings we've had here in a very long time. So the shot-blocking thing is a group situation. Okongwu, Jalen, Porzingis, all these
maybe
guys
can block
shots.
Maybe even Asa Newell when he gets his
minutes. Absolutely.
The one thing we talked about with Brian, and this is something he agreed, that, yes, they're going to have to find that balance where, look, I think we feel that this is a year that this team, because of the nature of the injuries and all the teams in the Eastern Conference have been dominating, Carl, are not going to be there. There are a bunch of teams like us that are young, like Orlando. You know, I think, you know, Detroit, we talked about some of the teams made moves in the previous seasons. So it's kind of almost like a flip a little bit of the script on the Eastern Conference. But you got to manage Porzingis' minutes so he's fresh for when it matters in April and May.
Yeah.
Hopefully, May.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other part. Real quick, as we talk about the Hawks, it's Dukes and Bell, guys. Tomorrow, by the way, we are out in Woodstock. Come join us. We're
Gustin's.
Yep, Gustin's Grill. Brought to you by Miller Lite. We'll be out there having a good time from 2 to 6. So the show will be live out there. But as we talk about the Hawks season, we cannot be in the play-in again. And that's the thing. You're going into a year where you feel like your team is improved. It's upgraded. Tonight's the start of that down at the farm. But this cannot be another year. I think, Mike, it's been 4 years. Am I right? 4 years of the play-in? That cannot happen this year.
Right. I know that, you know, and we're getting into the first round and then getting eliminated in the best of five. So, yeah, this team, there's expectations because, you know, this season for Trey, also expectations, I think, for Trey to basically take it back to that level we were, which unfortunately for, I think, circumstances beyond Trey's control, we never built on.
I agree.
Where Trey gets back to being, yes, he is an all-star. Yes, he should be on the Olympic team. Yes, he's one of the elite players in this league. But you can't do it on an island. You know, the ill-fated DeJounte Murray experiment, all these other things. Now he's got a real team around him, a real team.
He led the league. Trey led the league in total assists per game at 11.6 last year. And the cool thing is, when you look at these greats, he joined Oscar Robertson, Nate Archibald, and James Harden as the only players to average at least 24 points and 11 assists. I think he can do that with this team, to Mike's point, when needs be. But I think the assists, you heard Brian Oliver, the assist numbers are going to be up this year just because he's got more firepower. We'll see what the Hawks do. We're going to be talking about it with you guys tomorrow. Also, plenty more on the Falcons, guys, and injury updates as well coming from Flowery Branch today. Big shout-out to Coach Charlie Warner. If you missed that interview, Mike, it's online.
That's right, guys. Rewind on the Odyssey app. And, again, Michael Penix Jr., it's not an ankle or a foot. Coach described it as a bone behind the knee, which has a lot of people freaking out.
Yeah. No
limited
doubt.
Today in practice.
We are going to see where this goes, guys. Stay tuned to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're back at you guys tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Do want to remind you this Friday, join the morning shift at Publix in town, Brookhaven, for a special broadcast. Come pick up your Sunday supplies, your tailgate supplies for the weekend. Say hello to Allie, Mike, and Bo. They'll broadcast live from the store. And, again, it's brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. We got to get out of here, man, and clear our throat. Coming up, Chris has got a bridge show, okay? And then you get Hawks basketball. Hawks fever.
Catch it. And this time we really mean catch it.
No, for real. Yeah, hopefully that's the case. So, and tonight, by the way, I think we win. I do. I think this will be a good start to hopefully a really good season, but I think they handle business against Toronto. Everybody's excited to see what this new Hawks team looks like. All right, Chris is coming up. Day-Day's been up here with us. Big shout-out to Day-Day. Great job executive producing. Big O behind the glass, our engineer, always keeping us on track. And thanks to you for being here as well. Tomorrow, come join us in Woodstock, man, starting at 2 o'clock. We're going to have a lot of fun out there. All right, Mike, we got to get out of the way, man. Let's clear our throat.
Hey, man, the NBA got paid a lot of money by the networks to broadcast their product. What a great start. A combination of nostalgia and just cool production and just awesome stuff. Everything from Michael Jordan to having the young guys when they ask him, what does the NBA in the 90s mean to you? Nothing. I wasn't born yet. Working their way up to Steph Curry and LeBron and everybody else. I thought it was great. Great to have NBC back. Now, again, I'm not as enamored with John Tesh's round ball rock as some people. You know, him running around like a goofball playing that song. But it was great to see NBA back in the NBA business. Great broadcast. Great games last night.
Tua sucks, guys. And I mean it. He's coming in here.
How do you really feel?
He's playing terrible. He's not a good quarterback right now. We've got to take advantage of this. Shift your focus from the 49ers to the game in hand. It's the Dolphins. Tua, 11 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. He's been one of the worst quarterbacks in the league this season. And last week he threw three interceptions, which prompted his head coach to say, I'm not going to bench him, but I know he won't throw 10 interceptions this upcoming week. Maybe he will. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you've also ordered Body by Luca Diet in stores now.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.